Are you against Passport Bros or?
I understand the fundamentals of it for those who have done everything in life to make sure they are a man. But if you're not a man, I don't think you deserve that, honestly. Because not only that, you're going to be with a girl. You're going to make her miserable. She's going to have kids with you. And that's just a whole generation
What do you mean you're going to make her miserable?
If you don't have your life together, what makes you think you know how to appreciate a traditional wife?
The key thing when it comes to the Passport Pros is men in Western countries are dissatisfied with the behavior of Western modern women, and they're looking to South America and Asia for more feminine traditional women.
I think you're a bit ignorant to like the average guy's experience. Consider this, right? The average guy today, his granddad had to put in a quarter of the work to get the kind of woman that is four times as amazing. His grandmother was an amazing woman and a very, very feminine, natural woman. And his granddad really didn't have to do the kind of work he has to do right now as a young man in the Western world.
So you're talking about hoflation.
Yes, it's hoflation.
Hoflation. So modern men have to work five times harder than their grandfathers did for women 20 times worse than what their grandmothers were. Women are asking for way more now and bringing the least.
Interesting that your reaction is to attack the men who were leaving and tell them that they're losers who aren't good enough to get a woman in the West. Yep, once again, it's the man's fault. And you attack us Asian women too. You call us poor, uneducated, submissive, desperate women who are happy with your table scraps and rejects. But if you truly believe we were getting your leftovers, the men you don't want anyway, then why do you sound so angry and defensive about it? And try to shame men for finding happiness here. Wouldn't you be thanking us for taking out your trash? And as far as Filipino women being uneducated, we have the same percentage of college graduates that you do, and what you call submissive is what we call being agreeable.
I was sitting here and I was wondering, why am I not bothered by the Passport Bros? And it's like, oh, right. I don't pay for pussy. I mean, I'm black pill. I don't even fuck with women. But even when I did, I never paid for pussy. That's what it is. If you have to pay for pussy, you're literally hating the fact that the Passport Bros are cutting in on your turf, so to speak. That's what it is. For me, I'm actually enjoying the whole Passport Bros thing because of what's happening here. The reason why feminists actually hate the Passport Bros. What I have observed is that the white feminists really hate the Passport Bros because now you've got black guys going out of the country, fucking Asian pussy that is better than the white pussy in this country. Somehow the white woman has this market on white pussy when it comes to black men. It's like, you're never going to get this. You're never going to get this. This is for white men only. They've been doing this and saying this to the black men in America for so fucking long. And now that the black man is getting out and getting way better pussy, they fucking hate it. And the only thing they had left were the minorities. They could have been training the minority men to be the perfect simp for them. And that's what I'm enjoying about this. Watching non-black women hate on black men who now have gone out of the country, had some good pussy, come back, and now they look at white women and go, ah, fuck you and your white pussy. I don't give a shit. Fuck that. I mean, that's what this is about. This is about watching women lose another subsect of men. Right now it's the black guys. Tomorrow it's gonna be the Mexicans. You know how much white women in this country love having half Mexican babies. Holy shit, man. Okay, I don't care that the Passport Bros are creepy black guys, okay? I've been to Bangkok, I've been to Pattaya, and the white guys from America that visited those places were equally as creepy as these black guys are. But we don't come up with a special name for them. You guys are complaining about black guys going to fucking red light districts and paying for pussy. You're complaining about black guys paying for pussy. You know, Austin Holloman, he shits on black women, and that's okay. He's not the only one that's shitting on black women. Last time I checked, white guys are shitting on black women too. Have you seen some of my early videos? Fuck, they were calling me racist on YouTube. That is fucking racist! But here's my thing. Why can't he have his cake? Let him have his cake. Why can't he shit on black women? There are so many white guys on YouTube going into red light districts, fucking with Asian women and shitting on white women. Why is it not okay for a black guy to go abroad and shit on black women? He's not shitting on white women. Why is it a problem? He's not shitting on Arabic women. He's not shitting on Greek women. He's not shitting on Jewish women. You see, it gets to a point where it's leaning me towards this guy's a black guy. And nobody wants to see a black guy in a foreign country enjoying himself. Just like people don't want to see a black guy here in this country enjoying himself. Right? Don't get me wrong, okay? I've watched quite a few of the Passport Bros videos. This shit is cringy. I mean, to watch them interacting with women in other parts of the world is cringy. If I were a black person who had yet to leave America, I would feel that these black people are fucking it up for me before I got a chance to go over there. I would not want these black people representing me in another part of the world. Yes, the videos are cringy, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. The opening video that I used here, that is essentially where the conversation needs to go. The problem is that it's kind of like another, hey, let's have fun shitting on black people, but let's make it excusable because these are deplorable black men. You know what I mean? I'm not in favor of the Passport Bros. I don't believe in the Passport Bros. I know several black men who have passports and have had passports long before. And that's the other thing about the Passport Bros too. People act like black men just within the last year started getting passports and leaving the country. It's like, no. And I need people to just stop being, just stop. This is all racism. I need everyone to be honest with their racism. If you hate him because he's a black guy and he's fucking meeting other cultures of people and you don't like that because you're not used to seeing black people enjoying life like this, say that shit. Be honest. Don't lie to me. Don't try to talk around it and make up all these bullshit points because you sound like a woman. That is feminine behavior. Just enough of the bullshit, you guys. We have to stop this. I'm enjoying watching a black guy piss off white women in this country. That part, I'm totally enjoying it.